views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Having learned life lessons the hard way, Chuck Gallagher, international speaker and author, cuts through the noise to share truth through transparency. Nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. So tune in, turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Now, here's your host, Chuck Gallagher.
Hi, this is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, and it is always a privilege and a pleasure to be with you and for you to take time out of your drive time or your non-drive time if you're listening to the podcast of the show and be with us as we talk about issues that impact people's lives. When you think about Transformation Talk Radio, we need to think about how things are going to transform. And the nice part about this particular show is this is pre-recorded. It is not a live show. It's pre-recorded because I happened to be in beautiful San Diego at the National Speakers Association convention in 2014, and there we have the opportunity to run into a lot of thought leaders, people who are experts in many, many areas, and I happen to have the wonderful privilege of having with me a lady whose name is quite unusual. You will not hear it often. It's Pagin. And I know you said don't worry about the last name, but Echevarria? Pagin Echevarria. And Pagin is physically located in Florida, Jacksonville, Florida, but she is on the national board of the National Speakers Association and really is well recognized in the area of leadership, diversity, and business practices. But the reason Pagin is with us today on this show on Straight Talk is we need to have Straight Talk about issues of women in the workforce and challenges that the female market in many cases tends to have to deal with when you balance issues of work opportunities, employment opportunities, and family, and how all of that balances together. And well, it's probably odd to hear somebody like me talking about that since, obviously, I am male. The challenge, nonetheless, is for over half the population, fairly significant, and it's really great to have somebody that can be on the show who has special expertise in that area. So, Pagin, it's wonderful to have you.
Thank you. I am so excited about this. I'm passionate about making sure that the world, everybody that's listening, understands the power of both men and women, and certainly for women to understand their power, their passion, their prosperity that they can have so that they have the lives that they really want to have. And to ensure that from our own economies that we maximize the strength, the incredible wisdom that women bring our organizations and in their own businesses. When we start seeing the education levels that they have, we start seeing what they've been achieving, especially academically. 60% of all college graduates are female. 70% of all valedictorians are female. And then they go to our corporate world or entrepreneur world, and we have some things that occur that, well, basically driving me crazy. Babson College, I'll give you an example of what this driving me crazy is. Everybody's been hearing that women make 87 cents to a dollar, blah, 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 blah. And Babson College just did a major research. They interviewed women and men who run 1 million, 5 million, 15 million, and $250 million businesses. They interviewed both men and women, and they asked, what are you paying yourself? Almost 97% of the women pay themselves 87 cents to the dollar of the men.
That's, okay, that's just kind of amazing to hear. So the women, let me get this right, the women who had the opportunity to influence the pay
They can pay. It's their own pay. Nobody's telling them. They own the company.
And they pay themselves 87 cents on the dollar to what men are paid, yet they get to control that.
Right. So a man that runs the same size company pays himself a dollar, let's say. A woman who runs the same size company, that she also gets to choose whatever she wants to get paid. It doesn't matter. It's her company. She pays herself 87 cents.
Okay. So here we are on Straight Talk Radio, and we're straight out of the chute talking about women in the workplace and issues that really are significant to women, and you're telling me for what reason, I'm not sure, but women, I don't know, do they see themselves as less valuable than men, or is it a cultural stereotype?
Well, it goes back to what value do I have, the confidence that I have in who I am, and what I think I'm worthy of. Now, that is all wrapped around this whole concept of, you know, if you hear somebody tell you that, it's kind of like, and I'm not saying that women are elephants, please, but people, all men and women, sometimes are like an elephant, where a baby elephant, if they're tied with a chain by their foot to a stout, a little stake in the ground, right? And we all know this, that over time, you can take away the stake and take away the chain, because that elephant has learned that they can't break the chains, because they started when they're little babies and they couldn't break the chain. Now that's a big elephant and still believes that chain can hold them, when in reality we know that's not true. The same thing happens both with men and women. If we have a belief of a self-concept, if we believe and have heard, usually through media or and people around us, that one, you're only going to, women only make 87 cents to a dollar, and so you're going to pay yourself that way. You're going to think that that's what you could do because you've been told that that's the truth. Whether you want to believe that or not, you might not ask the fellow CEO that is running a $250,000 business. You may not ever say to him, how much are you earning so I can balance my salary according to what you are, right? It's the same thing that happens with negotiation skills. So this is a perfect example. So my daughter is 25, and she went for her first job interview. She's brilliant, smart, and she was going for her first job interview, and I took her aside and said, we need to coach you. I need to coach you. Let's look online, find what the range of the salaries are for that particular position. So we did. The range was like from 30 to 40, 42,000. I said, that's great. I need you to practice with me to ask for 50,000. I need you to just say, when you go, I'm looking for a position that's $50,000. I know that I can do this job. She said, I can't say that. We spent 3 hours. I said, I don't care if you puke. I don't care if your stomach is in. They won't see it if you just do certain things. You just have to be willing to say it. And if you're willing to say it, then your value is increased in the eyes of the other person. And you'll be surprised what you get. So she went in. And she couldn't bring herself to say 50. She said 45. She walked out with 41. Other people are making 30 because traditionally what happens, a woman will go in and she won't negotiate at first job. So how they won't even say what's the pay. They'll say, okay, and they'll say the pay is 30. Oh, thank you so much. That's really great. A guy, a young guy from college, will come in and he'll say, I deserve $100,000. Well, that's not happening, little boy, you know, but you're so brave and, you know, whatever, we'll let you walk with 45. That difference in salary impacts them for the rest of their life.
Right. That does make sense.
Right. So why does that happen? Well, there's confidence. There's a whole sense of saying confidence. There's a whole sense of having presence. There's a willingness to take risk. There's a willingness to not necessarily be liked. And since I've been in sales for like forever, and when you do that, you realize 50% of the people are going to love you, 50% of the people are going to hate you. Get over it.
That makes sense because I'm a baby boomer. I'm 57, and you just said something that just really kind of tripped a certain thing in me. It's like, you know, it's not a popularity contest, and And there is a certain element, and maybe it's similar in sales. I don't care if I'm liked. I'm not in it to be liked. I'm in it to accomplish something. And so if you don't like what I say, I'm not going to go home and be emotionally distraught over it. But then again, more than likely, at least I'm going to say for my age group, boys are taught different than girls as they are reared. And therefore, the expectation is different. Probably the expectation, at least maybe if you look at the baby boom group, is more about females being liked and accepted and valued and so forth, as opposed to teaching that value to a human being on the front end so that they know that and don't have to rely on someone else's approval to get it.
Right. And so you hit the nail on the head when you were saying, you know, is it a cultural thing? Is it a generational thing? But it is a gender thing that women like having relationships. They want to be liked. They don't want to offend. And so that impedes the ask or the value. If I ask for a lot of money, even if I'm a CEO and if I ask for a lot of money, am I taking away from somebody else?
Interesting. Okay.
You know? And so from a prosperity consciousness, and that's why I really talk all the time about prosperity consciousness, is that we have to really understand that prosperity and abundance is a choice that you make for yourself of how you see the world. And when you shift and change how you see the world, then you realize how great, if I'm making this much money, that means that you too can make that money. And so I keep on wanting to people to shift their perspective to say, especially women, is ask for the money. Ask for the reward. Because when you do that, you empower all these other women and your daughters to do the ask. What's fascinating is for men, dads, right? So there are tons of dads that have daughters. And they've been telling their daughters since the time they were little, you're smart, you're brilliant, you could do anything, you can do anything. And it's so frustrating, you know, when they're in the office. And I hear this from CEOs and senior male managers. It drives them nuts. And they don't know what to say. They can't say it because of issues, legal issues and things. But here they see these brilliant, magnificent, strong, powerful females that they want to move up rank. They want them to step up. Then they do two things. The women, one, they don't raise their hands because they feel that they have to be perfect before they go for the promotion. Well, guys will be like, I know 60%, hey, I'll figure it out. We have to be perfect. In our mind, we've been trained to think perfect. And then the second thing is that we'll get that shift in confidence, that hesitation, that moment when we're on stage or we're doing a presentation or we're doing an interview and you might ask a question. And in that moment, they might not know how to answer the question. And there's that second hesitation, that little moment that immediately everybody could see, oh, she's not as confident as it sounds.
Now, with that said, we're running up on a break. So this is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. My guest is Pagin. I'm not going to worry about the last name. Remember Pagin. And we're going to talk about the work that she does to help educate, train, empower women to overcome some of the things that we've talked about. Because, again, it's fascinating to think that a woman could own a company and voluntarily pay herself less than a man, which, by the way, would indicate that either they know what they're worth and men are overpaid, or the alternative is they're just missing out. So we'll address some of the tough issues here on Straight Talk Radio. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay tuned. Here we are on Straight Talk Radio. This is Chuck Gallagher with Transformation Talk Radio, where we really address a lot of issues that are significant and important to people all across the country. And since our population is 50% or greater female, 52% female, I used to work in the death care business, Pagin, and people always said that men die two-thirds of the time before the women, and it was like, what are y'all doing to us? It's killing me. But in any event, when you think of 52% of the population, there are balancing issues that are far different for women than for men. You know, as a guy, I don't mind working on making babies, but I don't have to stay home with them or be involved in those issues of child rearing and so forth. So there are a lot of women, especially as they're approaching the baby boom years. Well, let me rephrase that. Those that are baby boomers who are approaching the years of empty nest, et cetera, who have really given and sacrificed quite a bit, who might be entering the workforce or thinking, what can I do to find some independence and find some revenue and do some things that are meaningful and powerful in my life, who run across a lot of questions. So my guest is Pagin, and she does speaking in this arena. She talks about leadership, diversity, business principles, and empowering women, and that's what we're talking about here today. So, Pagin, let's look at this part. Maybe there are issues that are generational. What do you see when you look at, you were talking about your daughter earlier, what do you see as your daughter's perspective versus the perspective of someone who is perhaps a baby boomer?
Oh, this is just a great question. It's a great question because I've been coaching two different women. One who's, she's 64, has run businesses, has been very successful. She wants to become a corporate director. And she hired me to coach her. I work very specifically with women who are looking to run for public office, women who are seeking corporate director positions, and women who are looking to raise $1 million in venture capital, do a Shark Tank kind of experience. And that's the coaching piece. But what's been very interesting in talking with this woman, who has been incredibly accomplished, I mean, brilliant, and her confidence level entering this new opportunity. She's retired. She's ready to have this new opportunity. Her confidence level is what we're working on, because she'll get shaky. She'll have all the stuff, but what if they don't want me? What if they don't do it? Which before, she couldn't care less about. But in the process, it's so funny that we've been talking about this. She said, you know, I've never learned to tell myself I'm great.
Isn't that fascinating?
And this woman has achieved tremendous, tremendous work. She did it on behalf of her family, because her father died. She took over the family business. She felt that she had to do this for the family. But she didn't see herself as being great and amazing, and she grew this company incredibly to take care of her whole family. The other side is the younger side, and they too have the same confidence issue. So it doesn't matter whether they're at the end of their careers and looking for something new to do, or if they're new in their careers, it's this confidence that really, really needs to be strengthened. So if I can give an example of how I would love the women that are listening, this is for you, all of you listening, all of you women, because I really need you to get how magnificent you are. I need you to know that it is your responsibility to tell yourself how gorgeous you are. So here's the thing. You take a shower in the morning. You get out of the shower and you're dripping and you look in the mirror and you know you're all touching your face and going, ugh. Or you're looking at your belly and you're trying to suck in your belly. And, you know, you just start with that ripping apart moment when you first get out of the shower and looking at yourself. This is before you have makeup and everything else. I want you to think of us two separate scenarios where you acted totally different and you were telling somebody else how magnificent they were. The first one is you dog lovers. You have your dog. It's pouring outside. Your dog went outside, rolled in the mud, coming in the back door, and you see your dog and you love your dog. That dog comes into that back of your house and you go, oh, who's a little doggy? Don't you go get mommy wet. No, no, no. And they shake and they shake and they shake and all the dirt goes over and you don't scream at them. You go, oh, I love you. I love you, you dirty little dog. And you just shower that dog in love even though they're muddy and wet. The second scenario is for you who were moms. You had no problem when your kids were little and the mucus is coming out of their nose and they're sweaty and they're sick and they're in bed and maybe they even puke on you. And you took that child and you said, I love you. I love you so much. You're the best thing. I'm so sorry that you have to suffer through this. It'll be okay. I love you so much. We have no problem doing that. I am going to challenge you to treat yourself as well as you treat a wet dog and a sick child. So when you get out of that shower, you look in the mirror and you say, I love you. You're magnificent. This is before you put your makeup on. You tell yourself in the mirror, I am worth magnificence. And let me tell you something else. You have to set a timer. I want you to first do it for 10 seconds. Some of you will burst into tears because it's the first time you looked at yourself and fell in love with yourself. I want you every day to add another 10 seconds. You should be able in a few months to spend 5 minutes looking in your eyes, not moving at all, and be absolutely in love with who you are.
You know, Pagin, it's interesting that our conversation has kind of moved in that direction, because it's so fascinating to me at a deeper spiritual soul level to wonder, in one sense of the word, how it is that we have these perceptions of ourselves, and some very not very nice. I mean, I have a number of friends, one in particular who is, well, let's put it this way. She will make the comment that I feel like I'm being judged, but the harshest judge she has is herself. And it's like, you got to let it go. You're magnificent, and it's so interesting that other people in many cases can see your magnificence when we ourselves, when we look in the mirror, don't.
I call it that we self-abuse. And so we would never allow anybody else to talk to ourselves, to us, the way we talk to ourselves. And so it requires, and I'm, this is the work that I do and the work that I love. It requires us to really take full responsibility for taking actions to fall in love with ourselves and to think powerfully. And I carry with me something called a purple book, which is a small little notebook with blank papers. But over time, when I think thoughts that are wonderful, those moments when you feel so good about life, when you feel so powerful, when you're like, yeah, I am. I take that book and I write the thoughts that I'm thinking at that moment. So that thought may be, you are magnificent, you are great, damn girl, you look good. I'll put that thought in that book. And I carry the book with me because sometimes I forget what I want to think about me. And so that's when the negative stuff will come in. And so what you need to do is have a book of the thoughts you want to think about yourself. That book is more important than any book that you could ever read or write. Because when you have that book with the thoughts that you want to think about yourself, that tells you what you're supposed to think about yourself. And trust that.
That's interesting. You say, sometimes I forget the thoughts that I want to think about me. And it's very powerful as we come up on this next break. It's very powerful for people who are listening to the show. If you think about Transformation Talk Radio, how do we transform? What takes place in our lives? There's plenty of negative input that can take place, some from the outside, some that we got as children. You know, some of us, I use it metaphorically, have been tied to our little stake with the chain on it, and as we have grown, somehow we still have programmed in our heads that we can't break those chains that bind us. Well, it's not a chain, but sometimes we have to be reminded of that. Sometimes it takes people like Pagin, who works with folks literally around the country in changing and transforming their mindset to see the magnificence of who they are. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. We'll be back right after this break. Well, this is Chuck Gallagher, and we're back with Straight Talk Radio. You know, on the Transformation Talk Radio Network, one of the things that we do is we try to talk about issues that are significant. Now, we have all kinds of people on the show. We've had Nito Quibain, who's talked about High Point University and education. We have the folks from University of North Georgia, where we've talked about ethics and the BB&T Center for Ethics. We have all kinds of guests, but I have to say, this has been a very fun show to do. My guest, her first name is Pagin, and she obviously understands, as a female, what ladies go through, and the issues that are involved with how you're able to really either enter the workforce, because you were talking about coaching your daughter and what she could ask, or those people that have had incredible success, the 67-year-old you were coaching, who I found it fascinating, you said was doing it for her family, not for herself, but it was this almost, I succeed self-sacrificially because of my family, and then when it comes to doing it just for her, finds, okay, what now?
Absolutely, absolutely, and it's a very normal, that is very, very normal to see. I did this for everybody else. And your baby boomers right now, they've worked for this result, to take care of the family, to make sure everybody was provided for. Now it's their time, and what does that look like? And here's something fascinating. I have to share this. So my mom retired from the New York City Board of Education. She was one of the highest senior ranking women. She retired when she was 50. She's 85 now. And we were just talking about this the other day. Her greatest regret is that she never went after another career. That she honestly, you know, she was supposed to retire, but she never went after another career, and she never went after at the point where she could say, I don't care what you think of me. This is what I'm doing. Move out of my way. This is my time. And that's the piece that we have to make sure that women know.
You know, we were, just for purposes of reference for the folks that are listening, this is recorded live. You may hear some background noise. We are at the National Speakers Association convention in San Diego, which has been a great meeting. But one of the things that came up in the meeting was this whole concept of retirement. We had this thing called Speak Tank that Pagin and I both were involved with in terms of listening to, and one gentleman said he worked with Social Security. And one of the comments that came from the stage was, well, people, the baby boom generation doesn't think of retirement. Now, in honesty, some of us can't think of retirement because there's just not enough set aside, or we don't want to. So there's a whole gaggle of folk out there, and certainly a lot of females who are, like your mother, in a position who could have had a complete second career, and they need to be, their minds need to be opened and empowered to being able to find that for themselves.
And this is where it's so exciting. So I created an online program where people start changing their mindset about themselves. It's specifically designed for women. Because one of the powerful things about women, I believe, that I'm on this mission to have 100 million women worldwide earn, raise, or have $1 million.
Like that.
And so there's a whole mindset between that, what's going on between our ears to get to that point. You may not know. I mean, I was in a gang when I was a teenager. My sister was a prostitute and local junkie. Dad, I have the whole little violin story. And totally shifted my life, changed, did a lot of different kind of careers, moved a rank. But one of the things that I had wanted to do for myself was I wanted to get that $1 million. I know society was saying, I just have to do it. And I really get annoyed when I see statistics. So I heard that 3% of all women businesses, only 3% of women businesses earn $1 million. So I have to break that. So I was able to break that. I was able to, you know, to break through the $1 million mark. And what I learned from that wasn't the work that needs to be done, because you all work so freaking hard. It's not about the work. It's about what you think about yourself and apply to the work that you do. So here we have the women that are listening to this and the men. So I created the IAmAMillionDollarWoman.com. That's a program to begin to think about, what do you need to do to think about being a millionaire? What do you need to think to raise $1 million? And here's this stuff. You're going to have people saying, well, I don't want to break. I don't want to be a millionaire. I don't want to do that. Well, think about this. How about raising then $1 million for the local hospital? How about raising $1 million for our local schools? How about running for political office and you'll need to raise money? And I say $1 million. If you wanted to raise $500,000, how can you, as where you are right now, make a difference in the society by moving and transforming your mindset, your head, so that you can raise your prosperity, raise your abundance, and then serve the community that you're in? And it doesn't mean that you're working any harder than you're already working, because you're already working hard. It's just your head and how you're working at it. And so, yeah, go to IamAMillionDollarWoman.com.
I love that. IamAMillionDollarWoman.com. Now, I'm assuming that the program that people would receive there is an online opportunity to be able to interact and to help change that the mindset, what's between the ears.
Oh, not only will they see, you'll have some videos that we do, but you get 90 days of unlimited access with me. That means you'll have an hour coaching call with me. You'll be able to email me. You're in the middle of the night like, oh my God, I'm thinking this thing. Email me. I do not, I'm telling you, I'm on a mission over here. My staff is going crazy with this promotion because, like, hello, you're one person that's... But I totally believe that I was given a mission. And please know, if I can do it, you can do it. Trust me on this. You know, I've gone, and people are listening, you know, well, you don't understand where I'm at with credit card debt. You don't know where I understand all the debts that I have. You don't understand... You have no idea how much I understand that. You know, I stopped using credit cards. Now it's over 9 years ago. I only use cash or a debit card. I was so scared that how will I survive? Guess what? I'm here. I'm talking to you. I had to learn how to think differently. The other thing that I want to tell people is that I have a new book out that you could download called 50 Secrets of Feisty, Fearless, Focused, Fun Female Leaders. Actually, I have this whole chance, so all of you listening can do this. It's be feisty, be fearless, be focused, have fun. I got the power, you got the power, we got the power.
Oh, I like that. that it's cute, and it's something that would stick in your mind. You know, I'm fascinated, before we go to our last break, I'm fascinated by this whole concept that you've got this mission. You obviously have accomplished this for yourself, but I have to guess, and maybe we need to talk about this in the next break, or we can get into a little bit of it now, but I have to guess there was something that clicked within you that shifted your mindset. What took place? Where were you? I know where you've come, but where were you and what happened to cause that to click?
Oh, this is great. So the click moment for me was I had been running my business, and it definitely was not $1 million business. You know, moving along, and I realized after 9/11, I really had an awareness of if something should happen to me, how will my family be taken care of? And if something happened to me, how can I impact future generations? And then the other piece was, if something happened to me, I know I'm smart. I know I'm capable. I know that I'm strong. I know that I have persistence. I was struggling with prosperity. And this whole concept was going to be is I've got to get this. I really do. I was on a mission. I've got to get this. And so I started taking, oh my gosh, every free business course that I could take through the Small Business Administration and SCORE. I started looking at books and reading books. I'm a big believer of The Science of Getting Rich, which is a free book you could get online. And all of you listening, actually, I could give it to you for free. You go to this place called Kiwi, KIWILIVE.com. Go KiwiLive.com. You'll see something that says Kiwi. You put my name, PEGINE, and within an instant, you'll get the Science of Getting Rich for free. It's right there. So you just go to Kiwi Live, type in my name, PEGINE, and the book will come out, and I think I have another little book thing. So it'll all be there for you. But I started studying those things and started realizing, oh my gosh, I have so much in my life. Really, when you start looking at all the things, I mean, the fact that we're not talking naked is a great service to the rest of this world.
Well, I can tell you, it is on my end because I don't think people are going to want to see it.
But that is a prosperity mindset of how grateful it is that we have it, how grateful that we can be at this convention, how grateful that we have this technology that you can hear this information. And so the more that I started focusing on that, all that was working and learning techniques, everything started to change. So can I give you another example?
Absolutely.
So every time you look at your bills that come, and most people go, oh, the bills, oh, I have to pay the bill and all that. The truth of the matter is that you already use the service. So instead of going, oh, I mean, you should be looking at the bills like, thank you. That was great that we had electricity this month. How cool that we had lights and I didn't have to do candles. Hey, how cool that we have a water bill that goes into a washing machine and I don't have to do this by hand. How cool is that? Thank you. Thank you for that abundance that I can have it. And it sounds amazing, crazy, wonderful, but the more you start focusing that on those things and you start saying thank you for what you have, thank you for what you have, things just start clicking and happening. Literally, money starts coming to you. And I don't mean it to sound like, oh, except it's kind of like that. It's kind of like noticing the things, noticing the goodness in your life. It goes back to what we were talking about earlier, falling in your love yourself. How could we hurt something so magnificent as ourselves? You, myself, your listeners are exactly here right now to do something really special. And you're doing it every day. The way you look at the child that you're raising. The way you look at your mom. My mom is suffered a brain stroke and a spinal stroke. And she's in a wheelchair. You know, how cool that I could even see her. You know, and some people ask me how do you balance it all? Last week, my son-in-law was rushed to the emergency. My dad was rushed to the emergency. And we were just so grateful. You know why? They were in the same hospital. One was on the second floor. One was on the third floor of the same hospital. So I could go, you know, with ease going up and down. Stuff happens, but I have to appreciate the goodness of it. And they're both fine, so thank you for your good wishes. They'll be fine. You know, dad is 89, you know, stuff happens. And my son-in-law will be fine, you know, stuff happens. But it's how you deal with the stuff.
Well, that's what we're about here on Transformation Talk Radio with Straight Talk. My guest is Pegeen. And we're going to circle back after this break and talk a bit about the programs that she offers, the ability to tap into that mindset, which is, that's incredible, and that's what this whole show is about. So stick with us. We'll be back in just a minute. My guest is Pegeen. She is the CEO of Team Pegeen, and also she has a brand new website. We're going to circle back to that in a second, but I guess the best way to put it is we started this show, Straight Talk Radio, with the idea that we would talk about issues that are women's issues, because we know that 52% of society, at least in the United States, is female, and for many females, they're challenged with getting into or back into the workforce. Not to say that men don't have their own challenges. If you're a 50 or 60-year-old male and all of a sudden you find that you're downsized because there's someone younger or technology has eliminated the position, there are many people that are struggling with figuring out, well, how do I step back into this? But before we took our last break, we got to talking about mindset. Pagin said that there was this moment when she started to look at things differently. And so when we went to break, I asked this question, and Pagin made the comment. She says, I'm a huge Catherine Ponder fan. For those of you that don't know, Catherine Ponder wrote a book, The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity, which I think is an absolutely masterful book. And it is a life changer and a mind changer. And obviously that's connected in your life and has made a significant difference.
Very much. I mean, I have absolute rituals that I do on a daily basis. So I do a journal. I always do journaling, and it's a gratitude journal. Okay. So the gratitude journal is I always write my gratitudes. I also write three gratitudes about my husband. I've been married 30 years. So, you know, sometimes those three things are really hard to find. Sometimes I feel like, I love him so much. I'm all that. But I do that, and I also go into deep meditation. A deep meditation of appreciation. I truly believe that there is energy, there is substance, and however words you want to use to describe it for yourself, a higher power, God, whatever it is, that is there. And so what I love is figuring out how can I use the power within to create the outcomes. And I truly believe in prosperity and abundance. And I was sharing you earlier that one of the fun things that I like to do is, you know, I look at the wallet, I'll always take cash and I'll put it in the wallet. And I'm like, oh my gosh, let's see how long this is going to keep on evolving and changing. And I mean, I'll find dollars everywhere and I'll put it in my wallet. It's just amazing the things that occur because I'm always looking for them. And I think that's something really important. But I wanted to share a really interesting story. And this is how much I believe in this. I was 2 years ago, my company was called on a Tuesday, 3 weeks before Memorial Day. Could my company do the Vietnam Veterans 50th Memorial in the National Mall in 3 weeks? They had their keynote speaker and they had their MC. So the keynote speaker was President Obama. My MC was Tom Selleck. But they had nothing done. And you're talking tenting. So it was the White House, Secret Service, all branches of the military. Obviously, members of Congress were going to be. It's the first time any president, has ever said to Vietnam veterans, welcome home and thank you for your service. It was the first official proclamation ever. So we were going to have 10,000 people. And we started going through this. What people don't know is that was a Tuesday. It put everybody together for Wednesday. Got a team together to handle this all. We were awarded the contract on Friday. I had only had $3,000 in my bank account. I had to get a lot of money real fast because now we had over 1,000 staff that I was hiring within a week, and I was having 23 vendors to support us, all who wanted to be paid cash beforehand. And through this whole sense of consciousness and a series of wonderful incidents, I was able to get a down payment from the government, put into my account that Friday night to be able to hire everybody. And then the Thursday night before the event, so Thursday night, Memorial Day was going to be that Monday, right?
Right.
We had already paid 50% down. Our vendors said if we do not pay them the complete package on that Friday morning, they were going to pull out. I had to have $850,000 in my account to distribute to all the vendors and security and all that. Well, the $300 that I already had already been parceled out. So I have a motto, and it's all over my office, impossible is possible. And it's this rock and roll angel guy that I have that looks like a punk. I'll send you a picture of him. And we have it all over. Impossible is possible. And I just walk around. Impossible is possible. Impossible. And my staff was like, what are we going to do? It's crazy. Where are we going to get that money from? I said, you don't worry about it. Impossible is possible. There's no way that I would ever be put into this situation. There's no way that I am the absolute perfect person to do this because these men and women need to be honored. And there is no way that the universe would not have provided me this opportunity if I did not have the way to receive this money. So you all go to bed. I sent them all off to bed. And I just said, all right, universe, you do your thing. Impossible is possible. I know it'll happen. 5 o'clock in the morning, there had been approval given. This is so amazing. This is like an incredible story. 5 o'clock in the morning, another government agency who was able to go into the computer system and press something called suspend, which means that it stops the normal bureaucracy. And they get approval for somebody to make this emergency. Well, it turns out, and nobody knew who this person was. It's kind of like nobody knows. Well, we found out later that the person that approved it happened to have been in one of my seminars with her daughter 3 years ago, reads my books. Her daughter has my song on her phone. When they saw the name come through, they approved it.
Oh, that is absolutely fascinating and amazing. Impossible became possible.
Absolutely. And it is just knowing that you will always, 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 always have the solution. You will always be provided by source. You will always have the supply. If you truly believe that you are lovable, capable, worthwhile, and valuable, and you are.
Pagin, I want you to remind the audience again how to get in touch with you and your new website.
Okay, so my new website is Pagin, P-E-G-I-N-E.com, P-E-G-I-N-E.com. The information about the coaching program is IamAMillionDollarWoman.com. IamAMillionDollarWoman.com. And if you go to Pagin.com, the new website will be launched probably by the time this airs, and you'll be able to sign up and get my new book, which is The 50 Secrets of Feisty, Fearless, Focused, Fun, and Fabulous Females. And I want people to remember, no matter what, as you're driving the car right now, no matter who you are, I want you to snap your fingers and think, be feisty, be fearless, be focused, have fun. I got the power, you got the power, we got the power.
You know, if you, as folks listen to the show here on Straight Talk Radio, I have to say this has been an incredibly powerful show. And I think especially whether it's females or males, although I know your market is obviously in the female market, but the reality of it is the mindset that we have controls so much. What's between our ears is much more significant than the steps that we physically take or how our arms move and doing whatever it is that we might do. And I have to say, I'm just amazed with the incredible power of your focused thought and belief, because the power in belief, and I see a lot of people, as you do, who they're magnificent once they get out of their own way, or once they clear out the stake in the chain on the little elephant that was planted on them whenever they were so small. It doesn't have to be that way, and you are living proof of that. Let me encourage everyone as we wrap the show up to go to Pagin, P-E-G-I-N-E.com, or, and give the your coaching website.
I am a million dollar woman dot com.
Okay, guys, so let me just share this with you. If you want your significant other to be a milliondollarwoman.com, you might want to encourage a visit to that site. Put it in your bookmarks, put it in your history, but go there. You will be impressed with what Pagin brings to the table and the transformative power that exists here. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. It is always an honor to know that there are people out there who are listening, who are finding things that transform their lives through the miracle of modern technology and the ability to broadcast that and podcast that. Stay tuned again next week, and we'll have another show. Once again, thank you, and remember, every choice has a consequence.
You've been listening to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as Chuck Gallagher, international speaker and author, cuts through the noise to share truth through transparency. Nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher.